Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Trash. Walmart stopped selling those.
Right, we're not going to play the edited version this time.
Oh, shit. This shit right, man.
Thought y'all niggas really wanted drama? I'd have been pulled out the armor. Word to my mama.
Let's go.
Hit y'all niggas with something that you ain't really felt. Hit y'all niggas for front and you caught up in that hell. If I thought that half the shit that bitches said was true,
rest in peace,
mad at you. Stand your
rest in peace.
But if you know a bitch, you don't listen to that bitch. You don't argue with that bitch. All you do is fuck that bitch. If I listen to all the snake niggas that's running their mouth, I wouldn't be in the crib. I'd be loading up to run in your house. But you can't fuck with cowards. Cause the cowards be a coward. End up killing these cowards. End up killing these cowards.
The only nigga that made me bark, man.
Tell me how to feel about me. I guess I really really did. But I'm the best that ever did it. The best at it because I live it. How many niggas eat it and shit it? You catch one and come and get it. Turn to open places. I wanna see it when it's coming, so I can open faces. Open cases got me paying to stay out of jail. While these streets got me praying to stay out of hell. Slipped and I fell. Got back up, slipped again. But no matter what it's been, niggas never gotta win. It's a thin line I walk every day, but I'm good with it. Project nigga all my life, but wouldn't say the hood did it. Knew what I was doing. Every day that I've been doing it. Being nigga having a good time, so I'ma ruin it. Fuck you and fuck your man, both y'all niggas is puss. They like you out the jungle, but ain't never seen a bush. Push, push from the show. Whatever love we had, take it with you. The people that just said, we'll see how long it takes to hit you.
Fourth bar.
Dave, shut up.
Third bar.
Shut up. Shut up. Can I start the podcast now? Can I get this shit going?
Nah, you don't listen to that bitch. You don't argue with that bitch. All you do is fuck that bitch.
What?
Rest in peace, X, man.
Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep.
Pussy.
Wait, hold on. Moses, where'd that come from? You all right, bro? You all right, bro? What's up with you today, man? He's got the, you know what I'm saying? My man got the mask on. He feeling like a robbery today. No, you ain't asking me to help, are you? You're not going to ask me to help.
Don't do that.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Nah, man.
Just making sure, man.
Boy, try to hit me with the regal.
Nah, I'm definitely not trying to do that. Episode 134 out this bitch. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, Marco. Y'all got anything? Y'all good? What's up?
Is you dumb?
I'm sick of y'all niggas.
Yo, Dave. Is you dumb?
Sick of y'all niggas. What's going on, man? We back in this bitch, man. It's been a little long time coming. Took a little break. Had shit going on. My birthday came. We got Courtney in this bitch with us. Shout out to CJ. All
right, let's go get into it. What happened on your birthday, stunner?
It wasn't no stunning, man.
What
the fuck?
Wasn't no. Was he all right?
You stupid ass. Not was... things on. Fuck you, Dave. You ain't say shit, bitch. You trying
yo,
to get...
what's up with Moses today,
I'm fucking
man?
Fucking pissed, man.
Yo, you Dave, what's started. Up with Moses today, man? Why fuck, are you acting bro, like this today, you. Man? You all right? You ain't putting no weed in your backwood? You good?
No, this good.
Okay.
All right. I'm good. Smoking good.
So I went down to Florida.
No,
to...
smoking Dookie.
So you got good gas. That should be doo-doo. So y'all don't know that, though. That's that dirt. Shut up, Dave. Don't worry about that.
Nigga,
that's
selling that dirt. You 20 don't worry a
about it. Dave, shut the fuck up.
Nigga, selling 20 a quarter. Kill him.
Anyway, I went down to Daytona Beach, Florida for my birthday, right? And then I got pulled over. Shut the fuck up, Moses. Let me tell my little story, bro.
You a thug, bro.
Not at all, right?
You need to start rapping.
No, I don't want to rap anymore. So, get pulled over. Shout out to the Florida Highway Patrol. They thought, you know, they thought your boy Lexington was a drug smuggler. Yo, that shit was wild, bro.
Yeah, it was a chain.
I pull up to the border, and I know how Florida is, because, you know, I guess they got a lot of shit going on down there. You know what I mean? I'm coming up on the border, and I'm like, okay, let me get in the middle lane. Let me do a speed limit. I don't want no problems. I know they sitting right there. You know what I'm saying? Just smoked the joint about 10, 15 minutes ago. Like, you know what I mean? So I know what I smell like. You know what I mean? And as soon as I passed them, I look in the
smell
mirrors.
Like boo boo. Nigga smoking that trash going down there.
I was on white runts, Dave. Mm, yeah. White runts, bro. So this nigga comes out.
Nigga smoking to say what he on.
Yeah.
Now I'm on white runts. This
nigga smoking white widow.
Fuck you, Dave. Sick of you, nigga.
Smoking white around his lip. That's fuck you talking about?
Fucking bitch ass nigga. This I'm me, sick nigga. Of this nigga.
This is me,
nigga. Oh, shit.
This episode, fine.
This nigga.
It's me. Go ahead.
So this motherfucker comes out. I'm looking in the mirror, so I'm like, oh, okay, damn, who he about to go get? Sucks to be them. Like, you know what I mean?
You were scared.
The nigga with the white.
The nigga looking in the mirror scared. Now, I know he ain't about to get me.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. He comes up. Then he gets behind me and shit. So now I'm like, oh, shit.
Let
like,
me put out the weed.
Nah, the weed was already put out. You know what I'm saying? Threw the lights on me. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, shit. I got an ounce of weed on me. No, I got my pistol on me.
I'm a shooter.
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
Officer, wait a minute. I'm a shooter.
The young lady that's with me, she's scared to death now. I'm like, oh, shit, right?
You traumatize her.
Shut the fuck up.
Young lady with you, huh?
Mind your business, Dave.
Nigga, you put it out there.
I was about to say it. Yeah. Dave took it from me.
Man, listen, like, whatever, man. I'm chilling. It was
CJ.
My birthday.
I'm not about this life.
Yo. Anyway.
Right. I'm not about this life.
So this motherfucker pulls us over and shit. And it's like, okay. Let me move shit, throw shit to the back. You know what I mean?
This nigga wild.
Yo, so the motherfucker. Shut the fuck up, Dave. So this motherfucker comes up and he said, yo, sir, so do you know why I stopped you? Nah. Like, you know what I mean? I'm chilling. I was doing the speed limit. Well, when I got behind you, the tint on your tag is too dark. So I couldn't see your license plate as far as like what state you're coming from.
Take that shit off trying to be cool and shit, man. Take that shit off your car, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I really have it for the camera lights, Dave.
Take that shit off your car, dog, and drive 10 to 2. You know what I mean?
The tint on your car is pitch black.
Yeah, you that know what too. I mean? That too.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. Like... So, but I already had a license and registration already handy, so I'm like, here you go. He runs all my shit. Everything is clean, but it's like, I need y'all to step out the car. Yeah. Okay. Step out. He said, I got to
look y'all good, but step up.
So I got to be honest with you. Listen, man, your car smells like weed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I'll just be in Ollie. Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? He was like, but I'm being honest, I'm looking for kilos, I'm looking for pounds, I'm looking for fentanyl, I'm looking for all that kind of shit. I mean, if you got some personal in there, I'll probably just take it and you go about your business. Mm. Yo, I got some personal shit in there.
Kevin's 100 with him.
I got some personal in there. Like, I know you smell the weed. Niggas just finished smoking and shit, whatever, right? Cool. All right, whatever.
That nigga hard. Yeah, I'm high. So what?
Nah.
Right, I got shit in there.
But he's on some, yo, he looking for kilos of coke and all this other shit. Heroin. Listen, I ain't got nothing to do with none of that. I mean, maybe 10 years ago, but today, no. I got nothing to do with none of that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
They make you and Shorty squat and cough?
Nah. These motherfuckers, boom, went through the car, went through everything. You know, didn't find anything. Gave me a warning. Said, you know, you have a good nice day. I was like, oh yeah, it's my birthday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like really a traveler, bro. Like,
I'm a traveler. Like, I get around. The fuck out of here, Moses. You hear this nigga?
I'm moving. So I need to,
you know what I mean?
I need to get where I'm going. I like to go places, sir.
I'm on the way. The fuck out of here.
I'm surprised you were even driving. You called me a peasant for wanting to drive for my trip.
Listen.
I don't know.
I mean, you going on like, what, 10, 11 hours or something? Yeah, no. I'm getting on a plane, nigga, for 10, 11 hours? No.
Respectfully, Courtney, 10, 11 hours sounds like peasantry.
I'm telling you. Like,
y'all niggas is mean as fuck.
I'm sorry.
Mean as fuck.
Peasant. Why the fuck would I drive that long?
Straight peasant.
Like, nice road trip.
Yo, give me a $250 ticket. You catch up memories.
Straight through.
It's about memories. All you want to do is get straight.
She's taking her kids and shit, though. You know, it's about memories, man. Definitely.
Shout out to them little niggas.
So yeah, these niggas went through everything. Oh, do you have any firearms? Yes, I have a pistol in the glove box.
Y'all got that thing on me.
Like, I was just being real with them. Because I'm like, yo, listen, tomorrow's my birthday. I don't want no smoke. I'm minding my business. You know what I mean? Man, they went through everything. Gave me a warning. I get back in the car. My jar of weed, my ounce of weed is sitting on the center console.
Nice.
My pistol is sitting in there on the floor with the clip out. I said, hey, yo, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all all right with Lexington, man.
Yeah, shout out to Shorty for boofing the brick, you know what I mean?
Relax, Dave. Yeah, she was nervous as fuck, though.
She held that thing.
She was nervous as fuck. Shut the fuck up.
She held the whole brick, Courtney. She was holding. She was keistering.
What?
She did her keisters.
What?
I don't know how she held that much.
She was holding it in.
I don't know how she hold that much out there.
Yeah, sick man. Niggas, man. I was minding my business on my birthday.
Shout out to the mules.
I don't know how she got that out there. My ass.
Yeah, I mean, my.
Man, why you keep scratching your ass?
My ass. Okay, listen, we can change the subject now. I'm sick of you, nigga. Nah. No, we gotta change the subject.
Nah, we ain't changing shit.
I made Courtney spit a whole fucking trail mix. Don't play it. Man, that nigga was fucking, she was fucking crying.
What is wrong with her? It's a little entertainment.
Man, when you twerking?
Right. It's all entertainment.
I just got a boo-boo. Yeah, we ate Chipotle.
Nah, if they ate Chipotle, she wasn't holding that bit, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what
I'm just, you know what I mean? That's niggas coming out. 20 minutes or less.
Hey, let this woman go. It's legal.
So what the fuck do you niggas want to talk about today?
Let her go. This is sad. Sir, get out of here. Niggas.
Memorial Day is coming up. She's the weekend. Stinking. What y'all doing?
I'm going out of town.
I ain't doing nothing.
Not getting caught. Somebody's stuffing up their booty.
Shout out to my grandfather. His 80th birthday is this weekend. Yeah, I'm gonna go check him out and all that.
Where he at?
He's in North Carolina.
Got you.
There you go.
How long does that drive? He's in North Carolina. Like, damn, bro.
He's in North Carolina.
Think niggas gonna go look for him or something?
It don't matter. You know what I mean? You asking need to know questions and you don't need to know.
I was asking, like, what city? I ain't asking nigga address.
Yeah, I know. He in North Carolina.
Shout out to the grandpa.
You know what I mean?
For real.
Yo, so where he from? He Ryan.
Right.
He from Ryan.
What's his social security number?
Nah, he good.
This ain't nothing like that. Like that. This ain't nothing like that.
What's wrong with this nigga?
Yo, Cody? Fuck that. I'm sick of Dave.
So it's the White House? I don't even know what you're talking
about. No, the, house brick, on no, the brick one. The brick one. Courtney, you going out of town. Where you going?
I'm going to Alabama.
Alabama. To the Bama. Shout out to Alabama. I did not say it like that.
Shut up, Moses.
I'm going to Alabama.
So you going to tell us? Like, well, I mean, because they don't tell us shit.
Yeah, we're going to go shoot some possum and eat some raccoon and all that shit. No, going to Atmore. It's a little small part of Alabama.
Mm. It's nice out there.
It's country.
Country shit. Four wheelers.
Yeah. Mm.
Boats.
Yeah, we are going to go fishing.
Racism.
Shooting, smoking weed down there. This is our life. We love it.
Yep.
You come over here, we're going to fuck you up.
Yep.
Nigga.
No.
Damn, Moses.
I don't know why.
No, CJ, don't bleep that out.
This is funny to me, though.
You gotta add a little racism in there. Just
I don't know why. I'm just saying.
No. I'm not even going to flex. Like we said before, like I said before in the pod, Alabama, Mississippi, y'all ain't got to worry about seeing me.
Alabama straight, bro.
Yeah, Alabama's not bad.
But you said you wouldn't go if you didn't have family there. That's what I'm saying. I don't got family
I wouldn't
there.
Have no reason to really go.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't feel like out of place or uncomfortable when I go.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying that. Because I ain't got no reason to go with that motherfucker.
Yeah, you would.
Well, since y'all ain't doing shit, y'all want to cook something? Y'all want to throw something on the grill? Memorial Day weekend? What's up, man?
No, I take you too long.
Y'all would try to do something when I leave. When I go out of town.
Here we go. It's a holiday, Courtney. Like, people normally do things on the holidays.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you going with your family.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
Man, we ain't family, so. I mean, go about your business, my nigga.
I'm leaving y'all. I'm tired of your shit.
Right.
Yo, so I have to bring this up. I have to bring this up, guys.
Okay, what happened?
Shout out to the young lady that put her husband on blast. I can't remember exactly what episode that was when we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
When she was on Facebook saying how her husband cheated and took another woman out to Mexico and she was bashing her and all that type of shit.
Now,
right?
First of all, explain to Courtney that she had a picture of these niggas.
She had a picture.
On vacation.
Why, the two are on
She vacation. Was at home.
Him in the side. It's on vacation. You got a picture of her.
Posted it on Facebook.
Posted it on the book. I saw it.
Yeah.
I appreciate the content.
Yeah. She was twerking.
I mean, but why would he do
bashing
that?
Bashing the nigga.
Yeah, going him. All the women bashing him. What she got on? Oh my
Putting
God.
All her business out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all that shit. It was crazy.
You know how Facebook
Would you do some shit like mm-hmm. that?
No, I'm not.
You caught your husband cheating, you gonna put the pictures out there on Facebook? Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I'm not that type of person.
It's a woman move, so I was like.
I wouldn't say there's just something. No, men would do something like that.
I seen some niggas do it too, but I'm
yeah.
I ain't gonna flex.
Her niggas do some wild shit. Yeah. Her niggas do wild shit.
But no, that's crazy though.
Yeah, it was like, why are you twerking on him like that? You
can't. What's the update, my brother?
But there's an update.
That's the old update.
Yeah,
you know
right.
You know what I mean? See, niggas
know
what the
about.
Fuck I'm talking about.
Fuck
nigga, what's the update?
Right.
Happy anniversary, boo. I love you.
Holy
so many
shit.
Years. I don't want to put all their business like that. You know
holy
what I'm saying?
Shit.
Pictures. I love him to death.
Holy shit.
All.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what again. Married people do.
No.
Yeah,
No.
I understand that.
No, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Y'all talk about how y'all's problems and all this other stuff, and then next thing you know, you like posting some lovey-dovey thing about the significant other or some shit like nothing ever.
Keep
like
your problems off Facebook, social
that's
media.
That's what I'm saying.
Because we said this shit before. Y'all niggas gonna get back together, and she gonna be all sweet.
Yeah.
And he gonna come back and say he love you.
Yeah, she only posted that because she was mad. That post, the posting the stuff
all
about
that. Why put it out?
Because she was pissed off.
No, you know what that was? All that is
she
just
was
to get him
pissed.
Back.
So
just
she posted it.
All that was just to
but
get
if
him
you
back.
Ain't gonna leave a nigga, don't post that dumb
no,
shit.
No, bro. All that was is just to get him back. Just to, yo, stop.
Just to act funny.
Yeah,
act
just,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you see the shit, all right. When niggas see shit like, damn, I'm getting caught, you know, I might as well stop, bro.
You think that nigga stopped?
He don't give a fuck. But I'm just saying.
Well, damn.
I was about to say, because I was sitting here over here like.
I don't. No, I don't.
Niggas stop.
You think he stopped?
I don't know if he stopped, but I'm saying so. I'm not gonna act like it's not possible.
Okay, it's not.
I'm not gonna act like it's not it's possible. Not, but
I'm just saying,
you know, he got caught up bad, bro. Like, but he might be really trying to fix that situation. Like,
I hope he is.
But you never know, like, bro. Like, he could
You
never know, like, bro. He could be serious and be like, you know, I don't want to do this no more. Sometimes you see that shit, you be like, I won't do that.
Maybe.
You know what?
I do know somebody that did that. They were married, and the husband was cheating, and then, you know, she found out. They like worked out their problems, and they're still married. This shit happened like over 10, 15 years ago.
I just look at it like, yo, don't put your bit, yo. If you working on your shit, work on your shit.
I knew Shorty wasn't going nowhere in the first place.
That's how you felt, Dave?
I knew she wasn't going nowhere.
Why is that? They never do, huh?
I ain't gonna say that. Cause they be dipping.
They do.
They be dipping.
They dip out and come right back again.
I'm just saying, y'all act like this shit don't. don't happen.
I don't think she left. She ain't went nowhere. She
this just shit happens.
All the time.
Yeah. Not even on fucking social media. You can see a nigga talk shit about the girl and then still be with the girl.
Yep. Same thing.
Stupid bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird and
keep your shit off social media.
Yeah, it was too much. Cause like the fucked up thing with me is like, you know, I fucks with her. Mm-hmm. I wanted to like your shit. I couldn't even like your shit now. Like seeing that.
Nah,
like,
I mean, it don't give a fuck. It don't even matter because the same people that liked when she was bashing her husband probably liked the fucking picture. Work it out, girl.
Probably so.
You know what I mean?
I love him. You probably right. Happy
you putting all that shit.
You two love.
Yeah, because social media
is. I knew it was going to work. You deserve each other.
No, because social media is fake. Everybody's right. Fake
stop,
on there.
Stop entertaining everybody, man. That's all it is. Niggas is doing that shit and they entertaining whoever the fuck your followers and shit.
That's it.
Same girl was like, he's a liar. The same way. Yeah. He telling the truth. He love you.
Mm-hmm. I hope they really worked it out, but all that drama was for nothing.
For nothing.
I know that's going to happen.
For clout. Like, they did it for clout.
That's why you don't pay attention to it. I ain't trying to be funny. That's why you don't pay attention to it. It's just put on there just like for the other people to catch his ass. You know what I'm saying? So now, that's you know what that was? That was a signal for other homegirls. You see this nigga, let me know. That's it. That's what that fuck
now,
that
if the
was.
Nigga ain't changed, we don't want to hear about it no more. You heard?
You said that was for other homegirls.
In case he do it again, yeah.
What if they're doing it with him?
Huh?
Huh?
They are.
Oh, well, then why would they
that
tell her?
That was their home. You know what I'm saying?
So why would they
that
tell
was
her?
Girl. She figure this out.
I mean, you know how women get.
This, you like,
know
how, you talking about
you
this,
know how men get.
Out.
Y'all do the same
I mean, you
shit.
Know how people get.
Yeah, she'll figure it
that's
out.
That's better, yes.
She yeah. figure
people,
out.
When people get fed up, they just get a little spicy and spiteful and, you know what I mean? And they start snitching. They start getting
another
entitled.
Booty come along again.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
that's true.
Happens.
You're right about that.
Another big booty will come along again.
More of the stories, be faithful with your partner. You know what I mean?
More of the story, can't trust a big button smile.
Right. That's what they say.
Because she's poison. Go.
That's two
that's
more
what
of
they
the
say.
Stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's two more of the stories.
You poison?
Not me.
You with that shit? Poison?
Yo, so when's the last time y'all got a lineup, man? And like
you get lineups every now and then.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you fucked around, got a whiff of your barber's finger as he was lining you up.
That's nasty.
It's like my nigga,
you sniffed it though.
Like you couldn't.
Right, he sniffed it.
So what's up, bro? I'm tired of you saying that. Like,
crazy.
You don't admit shit, like your barber.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when your barber? Our barbers don't do none of that.
Don't you hate when you sniff?
Yeah, you sniffing your barber finger.
Fuck this nigga talking about.
Yo, bro, watch your finger, please. I got boogers.
Listen, put your fingers up to your nose like you trying to, like you lining yourself up. You really got a whiff of your barber's fingers after he was lining your shit up.
No.
I was like, my nigga, you couldn't wash your hands after you ate the onions and shit, my nigga? Like, goddamn, bro.
But they got a whole Jersey
don't
Mike.
Don't tell me. Nah, don't tell me. You should have told him, hey, bro, your fingers smell like onions. We need to do something about it.
But you know that's funny though, because I took my boys to get a haircut today, and I got lined up or whatever, and the two of the barbers were like sitting there eating wings, and then as soon as their people came, they went and hopped up and just went and cut their hair.
Didn't wash no hands. Right?
No, didn't wash no hands. No hands. Just straight saucy eating wings. Tips. Yeah, saucy ew, barbecue God. Hot wings.
Come on, dog.
Nigga, yeah.
Now hot juice all on his lip.
Man, I'm tasting goddamn
buffalo wings, man. What's
she was wild. I was just wondering. See, y'all don't be living. I don't know what y'all be doing, man. What y'all do out here?
Hmm?
What do y'all like to do out here?
What you mean? Because
we don't like to smell our barber's fingers. Fucking yeah, fingers.
I'm like, do y'all get haircuts? Like, y'all what niggas you? In y'all 30s. It's been a, you was a little kid and smelled your barber finger, nigga.
Listen, man.
Like, I don't hear that shit. Like, what we talking about, yo?
What we talking about
I'm
now?
I'm sick of these niggas coming on the pod lying.
We talking about now. We were little, we couldn't do it. And even were little, we black. Sir, your finger stank.
As a young man, you learn how to transition when the nigga lining your lip up. You breathe out your mouth, dog. You don't be breathing on this nigga finger. You sitting there breathing on his finger on purpose. That's
not
sick.
On purpose.
That's
bro.
Sick
not
moves
on
right
purpose.
There. This nigga over there on this nigga finger and shit. All on his nose.
That's crazy.
First of all, he's not. He's
he should be
like
mad
this.
At you.
Yeah.
Because he got the thumb, so he's doing like this.
Right.
You know what I hate about you, though, Moses? Because when you get your line up, you look in your barber's eyes. I know what you do. I know what you do. You look in his eyes and shit. And that nigga probably like, yo, why this nigga looking at me like this?
Nah, man, I look away. You look romantically in his eyes.
Having a staring contest yeah. with your barber.
That's why.
Yeah, that staring competition yeah. with your barber.
That's why the lip thing came in, man. Because you staring in the eye. Man, he looking at you
no,
like.
No, you can't stare at the nigga eyes and sniff
no,
his finger.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? You a freak.
When I get my cut, my eyes
you
be closed.
You a freaky man.
How about you sniff fingers and look you in your eyes?
Yeah,
man. Oh, man. I'm not fucking with y'all.
He gonna stop cutting your hair.
Italian.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I'm not lying you up.
I hope you don't hear this. I hope you don't hear this.
Shout out to Cuz.
Mm-hmm. Cuz cool, too? Hey, bro, I hope
yeah, wash your hands, though, my nigga. Come on, bro. Come on. You been cutting hair for how long?
Yeah, years.
Nigga,
and you just had a spicy Italian from... Come on.
Spicy Italian.
Nah, you know, man, all that spice on your upper lip, nigga.
Dave, I got a topic for you. 460 fake Rolexes seized on his way to Brooklyn from Hong Kong.
Shout out to all the niggas buying and selling fake watches, you heard?
The thing is...
You think the jewelers are really getting all these rappers and shit that like they've been saying? Like, it's looking like that at this point. Like, shit like that, nigga?
That's been going on, but what I'm saying
is... I don't know if they going to the jewelers or they going to the streets, but...
New York just got caught. They were shipping other places, too.
Yeah, you know they. You getting a couple down here? Shout out to the mall. What's that? Cross Creek Mall over here.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple in there.
Got a couple rollies down here. You know what I mean? Y'all missed the shipment because they got knocked. But you know what I mean. Next month we gonna have it down here. You know what I mean?
$10 million sting if they sell them as they're kind of like real. Is what
next
say.
Episode we all gonna have rollies.
No,
they ain't gonna be real. But,
nah, I don't want none of that.
Nah, you gonna have it on. Well, your wrist is going to be green, nigga.
I'm not doing what you do, nigga.
It's going to be
I'm
green.
I'm not trying to live my life like that,
bro. Man?
I just thought the shit was odd. I'm just like, damn, all this fake-ass shit going on with the jewelry gang.
Dirty water rollies on the way.
Dirty water.
I just got the Panama what?
You know what I mean? I'm getting them shipped in. You know what I mean?
We got the what?
I'm sick of you and your mask today. See, before it was a shade. Now, today is a mask, man. What's up with you, man? What's up with the ski mask?
I'm good.
What you got going on? You all
nah,
right?
Nah, this is what I do.
All right.
Stack chips. This is what I do.
Who said that? Who said that, Lex?
I don't remember.
God damn.
Hell, bro.
He's supposed to be from New York, too. Yeah, keep it moving, man.
Young Thugger and Gunna got hit with a RICO case in Atlanta. In
got
Georgia.
Hit with a RICO. You know what, man? This shit is fucked up because the boys been
bad.
Doing good, like with music and everything. They've been doing their shit, like they labeling up. You know what I'm saying? People are sleeping on them, but they've been kind of up. So the thing is, I feel like Metro was saying it's just a thing to keep brothers down. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going on. They got the shit, so. All I'm saying is I hope he get out. That's all I can know. But with them charges he got, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, a message to all the street niggas and the street niggas turn businessmen and all that shit. Get, you know what I mean? If you transitioning into the legal world, stop doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Don't have one foot in, one foot out, because them niggas is watching. Them niggas always watching. Even if you in the streets right now, them niggas is watching you right now, dog. You know what I mean? So niggas figure out the exit plan and realize that street game ain't a career.
You didn't know what I mean? Didn't like Gucci Mane say something in this song talking about don't rap about it in your music because they'll use it against you or some shit? It was in one of them songs.
Listen, a lot of people trying to warn people about it.
But the thing is, I feel like, you know what I'm sick of? I'm tired of them using the music for like cases. Stop doing that. Because you don't do that for the rock. They be talking about all kinds of shit. Y'all never do that with they kind of music, country music.
Right.
And it's like,
ain't no stop investigation.
Using that. Yeah. Stop using that with rap. Like, it's fucking suck. I feel like it's, you know what rap is, expression.
Yeah, the shit wild. Because
you know
they
saying?
Using
so
their lyrics.
Like,
they
stop,
using lyrics against
yeah,
them.
Yeah, stop doing that shit, bro. It's like, it's fucking whack and it's stupid. Because at the same time, you know what they talking about. Of course he talking about killing shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
That's
you know
what the shit.
Yeah,
that's what goes on in the neighborhood.
It's just a fucking song. Like, you see what they working. They touring. They ain't got time to do that shit. So, like, what the fuck is y'all talking about? Oh, we got recordings on. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everybody get kidnapped and all kinds of shit. You worry about the other shit, man.
They got wiretaps of the thuggers saying shit.
I'm telling you, all I think is a tax thing, man. They be taxing them boys.
They denied bail for Gunna and made his trial for like January. Like, this shit
they denied
like,
bail for both of them, right?
Yeah. And Gunna's trial was like in January. Like, I was like, damn, that's fast. Like,
so,
like, I'm like, they make an example out of these niggas.
Man. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it is. I think it's just making an example out of them, just, you know, and it's fucked up. Because why make an example out of them when they trying to do something?
Mm-hmm.
Have you known what they done?
Because
like,
they don't
you
want them.
Like,
they don't want them to be doing what they're doing. They're doing.
Saying?
They're
like,
doing good. They're doing
like,
well. They gotta find something to like drag them back down.
Man,
make them have to start back
like,
over.
I knew something. I ain't trying to be funny. I knew something was gonna happen. Like when the jet shit, it was just weird with the jet shit. I ain't understand it.
I thought it was weird with the baby mother. The mother's child shit getting killed over a bowling ball.
But shit, that might have started. We never know. Like, really start looking at it. You know what I'm saying? They can say they always looking and shit like they've been looking, but this can be the thing to be like, okay, now we got something.
They trying to tie them niggas into some crimes from 2013, 14.
They going 10 years back.
Yeah, man.
Man, shit happens. You could be on the block and shit just fucking happen, and that don't mean like you have something to do with shit.
And stop trying to say the niggas trying to say the label is a gang. Like, come on, cut
that
shit.
Yeah, like YSL, that's a gang.
That's
no,
crazy.
It's not. It's a fucking label.
That's
so
crazy.
It's like, stop doing that shit.
Gunna is an artist, my nigga.
Yeah.
He's an artist.
I mean,
be an artist.
There's some good artists, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They trying to say he a commander, like, you know what I mean? Like he a part of the, like he a general in a gang. Like that's crazy.
But I'm not
that's
trying
crazy.
To be funny. It seemed like I remember like Gunna
shit happened in the hood, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I think Gunna was on Crime Stoppers, so it's like, I don't understand.
Y'all think any of them gonna tell it? Y'all think any of them gonna tell it?
Well, I don't think any of them gonna tell it, but
somebody gonna tell.
I think they are not giving them niggas bail because they trying to flip somebody. So they, you know what I mean? They gonna keep prolonging until somebody flip.
They don't
and
have
somebody gonna snitch.
They don't have nothing to tell. They keep trying to
somebody
put shit
always
on it.
Fucking snitch.
Unfortunately,
they keep trying to put. They trying to say Young Thug's brother that was in jail was the hitman.
I don't know what's
you
going on.
So
that.
It's like it's a whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
You're just trying to put something with something so you have a case. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just could have been calling him, telling him, you know what I'm saying, when you get out, we on the label. So you using that shit as a gang boy. Or they talking about gang shit. No, you talking about the fucking label.
Stop praying on hip-hop, man. That shit ain't right, man.
And that's, it seems like, yeah, that's what they doing. Mm-hmm. It's fucking sad. I pray, you know what I'm saying, just have your prayers for them boys. I pray for them boys.
They out here,
I hope they get
out. They out here about to go at these niggas from shit from 9-10 years ago. Some of you weirdos out here want me to talk about some shit I done did back in the day. No. Fuck you, stupid motherfucker. Y'all crazy? Niggas is crazy.
Yeah, we don't want you to talk about you selling pixie sticks because I can get you
whatever,
some years. Okay.
I'm just saying, the shit is just weird out here because everybody be incriminating themselves and just telling the whole story.
Selling them lollipops.
Shut the fuck up.
Right. Selling them lemon drops.
Lemon drops.
I got Kool-Aid packets. 2 for 1, bitch.
Shit wild out here, man. Shit wild.
It's crazy, though.
I hope it worked out for them. I hope they beat this shit, whatever they're dealing with. I don't like to see young black males go to jail. You know what I mean? Getting caught up in some bullshit. Shit's fucked up, man. Whatever. They said Freddie Gibbs got beat up in Buffalo.
I don't know who that is.
Freddie Gibbs always get beat up. He stands
oh
up.
My God, here go Moses. Wait, what you mean he always get beat
he
up?
He always get beat up.
He don't always
get beat up. And he always stands his ground.
That's what I do respect about him. Yeah. That's what I do respect about him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't be limping or nothing. So I respect him. I ain't got no problem with like.
He don't be limping or nothing.
He don't be limping. That's stupid.
You know what I'm saying? He burn niggas' assholes. Put fire niggas' ass.
That was in his video. Yeah, Freddie, stop talking about them New York niggas because they on your ass. That's all what it is.
Talk your New York shit, Dave, please.
Niggas is on your ass, bro.
But that's the thing, like...
You walk, wait, hold up. You walking around...
Talk your shit, Dave, yes!
You walking around like shit is sweet. I fuck with Freddie Gibbs. Yeah. You walking around like shit is sweet.
And it's not.
And it's not.
It's not.
It's not. You know what I mean? Whether it's from... Whether you in a restaurant or the fucking barbecue spot.
In the barbecue spot.
You not safe.
And I know the food was fire, too.
Stop talking slick and make good music. Keep it moving. That's all. That's all it is.
Nah, man. Talk your shit.
Shout out to Freddie, though.
Talk your shit. Be you.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. But consequences come with that. As long as you can take it.
He got to learn that. And he know that.
He learning. That nigga learning, dog.
But you know what I'm saying? I feel like you're not going to change.
So what ended up happening, Courtney, was Freddie Gibbs was a rapper. He'd been talking shit about New York rappers, and then he had shows.
He's not talking shit about New York rappers. Just say exactly. He had an issue with Jim Jones over some shit, and then he had an issue with Benny the Butcher over some shit.
And Benny the Butcher's from Buffalo.
Benny Bush is from Buffalo. This recent event that happened when he got his ass beat this last time, and they had a show in Buffalo. He went to a fucking
barbecue spot. I'm eating good.
And niggas put hands and feet on him.
Yeah, they stomped him out a little bit.
Like out of nowhere.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was set up. I mean?
Reports said it was.
You think it was set up? No.
He wasn't set up. He was there for a show. He just went out with no security and. Thought he was good in the hood.
Then he wasn't.
And he wasn't. And them niggas, the Buffalo niggas only got 3 niggas to follow is them Griselda niggas. Mm. That's it.
Let me just say this. I'm not talking shit about no cities or nothing, especially if I'm going there. It's a hood everywhere.
Everywhere.
Y'all gotta fucking relax.
Or unless you move accordingly.
Well, that too. Uber East that fucking barbecue spot.
That's it.
It's like DoorDash that shit, my nigga.
That's all you gotta do. I know you wanna be in the hood, but it's a time and place when you need to be in the hood. You be in your hood all the fucking time you want, but don't be in the hood of a nigga that you beefing with type shit. You know what I mean?
And he don't even gotta send that.
I'm just saying, I just feel like he'd be out there and they'd be like, yo, what's up with that shit you said? Yeah, I said it, pussy.
Yeah, hands and feet.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, it don't matter. Like, it's nigga right. Don't be like, yo.
Hands and feet.
Nigga be like,
if he doing that, I respect it. But hands and feet every time, nigga. You know what I mean? Nigga, he still performed.
Right, he still performed.
Willie Lump Lump. But he performed, though.
I'm just saying, man.
Got his money.
Got his money. Got his back in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Freddie for that.
Keep making that
good music. You know what I mean?
Nigga be fucked up.
But watch what you say, because niggas putting hands and feet on
your ass.
Mm-hmm. Get your ass up over there. Trail mix and shit. About to fall asleep.
Timberland to the face. Jordan to the face. You know what I mean?
I don't even know.
I'm not about to fall asleep. No barbecue. I am tired. But I'm not about to fall asleep.
Don't come to our hold up, Courtney. Don't come to our podcast talking about you about to fall asleep.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Moses said that.
I don't like that.
Shut up. Well, I don't know. Shut up. Shut up.
Take a sip or something.
It got me fucked up.
Get up.
No.
And nuts and berries.
Yep.
Did y'all want to talk about the Buffalo shooting? At the supermarket?
What's going on, though?
Yeah, recently there was a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo.
Why does keep going on?
And a school shooting in Texas at an elementary school.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Why does keep going on, bro? Like, what's really going on?
Yeah, rest in peace to the babies.
Yeah,
the teachers.
Yeah. Prayers to the families.
The elderly black people that was killed in Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what I mean, what y'all think?
Prayers and stuff go out to the families, to everybody.
Right,
you know what I'm saying. So
both was kind of done with high powered rifles.
You know what I mean? Just thinking, what they mindset
by white men. Yeah. Let's get that. Make sure we say that. You know what I mean.
So the dude in Buffalo went and targeted Buffalo because he knew it was predominantly black in that area, and went in there and just shot.
He targeted that area because he wasn't even from that area.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And went in and just shot black people. Mm. Was sad he shot a white person.
And taped it. Had a GoPro on.
Yeah.
Type shit. Live streaming.
Y'all watch that shit?
No.
Okay.
I don't watch.
I didn't watch it either. No, I don't. Yeah.
I don't watch.
I don't want to see shit like that.
No. That's not what I'm into.
To this day, I haven't seen the George Floyd video. In its entirety, this whole 8-9 minutes, I haven't seen. I might have seen 30 seconds of it, and I get the point. You know what I mean? I stopped watching that shit. That shit don't sit right with me.
Yeah, the Nipsey shit was fucking me up.
It just hurts my soul.
I saw that, and I was like, oh, I can't watch shit like this no more. My fault.
Unfortunately, I seen that, too. I didn't want to see that.
Yeah. It hurts my soul to watch shit like that, so...
Yeah,
it's a shame. It's just like, what's really going on in the world, bro? We got like too much shit to go on.
This
like,
is America.
I'm just saying, we got so much love. What's up?
3 Ks.
It's not just America. It's happening in other places too. But it's just
not mass shootings.
No, it's not just, okay. Well, not that. But
other places, different reasons. It's never happened like this.
Other places got other problems. Yeah, we got
the
mass shootings.
The people, I ain't trying to be funny. People you say terrorists is the most peaceful people, I think.
No, it's half. We need to call this shit terrorism.
That's what I'm saying, though, bro.
I mean, it basically is.
Like you see other countries shit like that. It's like they don't call it than here,
though.
Man.
Well, I mean, it should be called that because you're like targeting a specific whatever it is you're targeting, and then you're doing that and you're killing
targeting. You talking our race
and then you're killing multiple people. Like that's like.
And as far as Texas, you killing
what's that?
Defenseless babies, like
elementary school kids.
That's ridiculous. Crazy. That's
like ridiculous. Elementary school kids. Like I thought about my daughter when I saw
know,
that
me
shit.
Too, right? Like what the my fuck? Kids shoot.
Like
so, what do you?
I just feel like you killing the future, bro.
As pro gun people like myself, and I know Lex, Moses, he not so. But he, you know, I don't know if you pro-gun or not. Are you pro-gun or not, Moses?
Y'all don't mind having guns, but at the same time, I don't know.
Okay. How do we feel about these gun laws? Because these, a lot of these mass, you know, shooters are getting guns. And obviously, I don't know if they got mental illness or what the fuck is going on. This is the kid that shot up the
see my question is the
kid that shot up the school was 18
right,
and he
right.
just got the fucking gun for his birthday. So what you think about the gun laws?
It's kind of hard to say as far as like I understand getting your son a gun or your daughter a gun at 18, but I don't know because you only get rifles at 18. Handguns are at 21 here in North Carolina. So I prefer handguns that you can move around with. But I mean, it's kind of hard to say because you want to teach your children about guns because it's wild out here. You want them to know how to shoot.
Hold on. You just said the rifles you can get at 18. Yeah, all the mass shootings are done with rifles.
Right. So, but you have parents that take their kids hunting.
He didn't take. Nobody took that. This little nigga hunting. The nigga that shot up the you know what I mean? He went and brought it himself.
He was foul.
This is what I'm saying. How do you feel about you, an 18-year-old with no background check, being able to buy a fucking high-powered rifle?
Nah. That's what I'm asking. You shouldn't be able to.
It shouldn't be right.
I'm going to have to say that. You shouldn't be able to because you feel like you should just take a class,
but...
Not even that, because 18 years old, but you still not... happen? You still mentally, you still not even really fully there yet. As far as maturity,
they said you know what I mean? They said the male's brain doesn't fully develop till he's 25.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. As maturity level,
so what we should
and
do
ready
what?
To pull and quick to pull out some shit and shoot at some shit.
Right.
Like nah, like 18. No, don't nobody need no fucking AKs, no fucking shotguns, no fucking AR-15s, right. None of that shit.
And then they selling this shit. You know, and again, I'm pro gun. I like rifles and shit. But ain't nobody fucking using those guns for hunting.
Right.
You don't use the AK for hunting.
Right.
That's you don't use the M16 for hunting. You don't never use that shit for hunting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think they either need to raise the age or they got to find a way to do better background checks and shit when you selling those high-powered guns.
And another thing.
That motherfucker in Texas surrendered.
And killed himself.
Nah, he didn't kill himself. That was in Buffalo.
Buffalo,
he died. Nigga in Texas, I think he surrendered. Don't let these motherfuckers surrender. All these cops and shit, dead them niggas on the scene. No matter what.
They would've shot us up.
Ain't no, because what these niggas want is...
They would've shot us up.
They want fame and they want their name in lights. But they, you know what I mean? They don't deserve to see that. So kill them niggas on the scene. You know what I mean? You doing mass shootings and shit. Ain't no reason for you to get a trial, my nigga. Kill them niggas on the scene.
Yeah, you wasting taxpayers' money right
now. You know what I mean? Exactly. Time and money. You know what I mean? Y'all like to kill black people all the time. Kill them mass shooters and shit. Them niggas don't never kill them niggas. You know what I mean? They in handcuffs. Like, come on, man. That shit is retarded.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying, I think it should be like 25.
Something got to happen, man.
Just to know me, you know what I'm saying? Let's change it up because it's happening too much and it's nothing being done about it. Y'all making all these kind of laws and not real laws that should benefit what's going on.
Exactly. All a bunch of bullshit laws
to try to bring people down, especially trying to be independent because you always trying to find a reason to get that money. Stop fucking with us, bro.
Is there a way to sweep up guns from everybody, including police?
Nope. No, it's not nothing to do like that, but I'm just saying like we should do something.
You just
got to
change the laws and you got to...
If only you could throw them hands, shit is different around here, nigga.
You got to give consequences. There's no consequences for niggas that do shit like this, but fame. Because they know they're going to get locked up. You know what I mean? You got to kill these niggas. You know what I mean? That type shit. And then, hold on. You see how they somehow been following Young Thug and them niggas? And then you know how on the internet, even on YouTube,
follow KKK, man?
Exactly. On YouTube, certain words is trigger words, and your shit can get demonetized if you talk about certain shit.
Yeah, that is
You
true.
Know what I mean? Why isn't there that type of shit in place for terrorism and shit like that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They need to be looking at people, because a lot of these people that go around and do mass shootings, they show signs on social media all day long. You know what I mean?
We're social media.
You know what I mean? Them niggas posting the pictures. You know what I mean? Sharing their views and shit. They need to be watching them niggas, man. And they don't be watching them. And shit like this happened. This shit got to change, man.
Damn.
But not only that, Dave, you got to understand, some people do reach out and tell them. The thing is, they don't take it seriously.
Mm.
A lot of times. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of cases out there. Somebody done said something like, you might want to look at an old boy. Oh, he's all right.
Yeah.
White, he's all right. Don't let him be black anything.
Old boy, in Texas, he shot his grandmother.
Yeah, before he went there and shot kids.
That's crazy.
It's my own right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, they have like mental, gotta have mental, yeah, some type of mental issue.
Try to understand like what's going on.
Courtney, are you for guns?
I personally don't really like guns. I don't really like them.
So you don't have a gun, like personally?
No.
You don't think as a woman you should have a gun to carry with you?
I mean,
in
that's
a city like where we at?
That's what a lot of people tell me.
And you're on the east side right now, because it's dangerous over here.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people.
You good with us, I'm just saying.
A lot of people say that, but I just personally, I don't really care to have one.
No, you should.
So,
but I be feeling like all women should have a gun. The way y'all get targeted as far as like trying to kidnap or some shit or rape or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean,
I don't know, because I done seen most women with guns. I done seen some shorties hide guns in their hair.
What's wrong with that?
They ready for hair? War.
Hide it in your hair. Hide that shit
in
your
fucking hair.
Now he touched you the wrong way. Now what? Pull that shit out. What's up? Leave me alone, nigga. That's all I'm saying.
Telling you, like, so people are just ready for war. I'm just saying, some people out there got them hands too that got a gun too. You know what I'm saying? They'll throw them hands before they shoot the gun. But you got some people out there, I'm busting no matter what.
Yeah.
You got some cowards out there, bro.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
And the most scared people are going to be the ones that really
bust.
Shoot.
Yeah. Pussies bust guns too, nigga.
I agree.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Yo. Was that directed at me?
Yo, I'm going to smack your trail mix.
I got to watch you.
Your fucking hand over there. Fuck your trail mix. Let's get to the point.
Yeah, man.
What you going to do when gas gets $6 a gallon? M&M's and nuts. What you going to do when gas gets $6 a gallon?
I mean, if I got somewhere to go, I'm going to gas that motherfucker. Well, first of all, I only put $20 in at a time in my tank now.
Dave, you don't care.
I mean, I ain't going to get nowhere fast. You know?
Yeah, I'm like, you're not you going to. You don't far, care. Dude.
Listen, man.
Niggas still going to travel.
A to B, dog.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Still ride on E.
I don't want to give niggas a description of your car, Dave, but how much that, do you know how much it costs to fill your car up?
Right now, yeah.
How much it costs to fill it up right now?
About close to $70. Right?
God damn!
Close to $70.
Jesus!
People used to say 50. Fill your shit up. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember when it was 50.
What, you got a Hemi?
No.
Oh.
Nigga, gas is 450, right? 420.
Jesus Christ.
Gas 420 right now, yeah.
That shit cost me $50.
50 bucks? What?
47.
Must be nice.
For real?
Why you, yo? Y'all niggas be thinking I come to the pod and lie. And sometimes I do. Actually, a lot of times I do.
But
this time I'm not.
It's definitely about 65 for me. Or something about 65.
Oh, yeah. That's trash, man. I'm sorry for you, bro. It just sucks for me because I do Uber Eats, man. Shit,
what you do? You do regular gas?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't do regular gas. That's why.
I thought you got a little discount for gas, though. Since you got
I get a little discount.
Yeah, you fucking moron.
Sometimes I get a little 10 cents a gallon off.
You sitting there trying to
12 cents.
No, my
guess
be, yeah, because.
Oh, you know what, Dave? I sent you the app.
You a regular nigga, though. You know
I
mean?
Sent you the app, bro.
Regular. They got the, hold on, right. Dude. Hold on. That's another thing. Is them gas apps real that you be seeing on there?
Didn't I just say I'm going to send it to Dave? I'm not going to send him some real shit?
I never knew that. I thought it was fake as fuck. That's all I'm asking. Like, okay, sick, thanks. You got to add, too, because I'm asking questions. That's the wrong right there. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot of hate for brothers. Need to love each other, brother. I love you, brother.
I know. I love you too, Moses.
Okay.
I'm
because
I sick
got
of
this
you,
little
though.
Mask on don't mean I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm crimey.
You almost made me come here with my pistol.
You
boy, you had that mask on. I'm like, what the fuck? Who is this?
You always wear black.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a
then
fact.
Then be the Undertakers.
Y'all ready to get up out of here or what?
Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yo, this nigga gotta go. Let's go.
Shut up, Moses. Shout out to Rashad. Unfortunately,
tell me when
though,
to go.
Unfortunately, he got mandatory 20. That's rough. I hate it for him. Damn, I hate it for him. That's all I can really say about that.
Prez, you my brother.
Yeah. That's right. You know what I mean? Federal shit. I don't believe he did all that shit, especially in a daycare. But he's convicted, unfortunately. Hold your head up. You probably never hear this. I don't know. But damn, bro.
The system's crazy, bro.
Damn, bro.
Can't you really trust the system?
They're selling drugs. Mandatory minimum. 20.
That's crazy.
Hold your head, man.
That's what I'm saying. Can you trust the system?
I just had to throw that out there for the homie, man.
Keep your head up.
Shit's sad. I be thinking about his kids and shit.
Keep your head up, man. You know what I
mean? Episode 134. I'm glad y'all came in here and talked some shit too with me.
Yep.
Fuck y'all, really.
So we do. Y'all.
Shout out to Courtney coming here talking a little shit with
over
us.
There eating mixed nuts.
Falling asleep.
Yep. Falling asleep. I just trail
mixed nuts.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mixed nuts and fell asleep.
Shitting fruit.
I'm sick of
whatever.
Oh my God, I'm so sleepy. Yeah.
Yep.
Too many nuts.
I want to talk about.
Shut up,
motherfucker. Wake your ass up.
Wake your ass up.
I'm not asleep. My eyes open. You stupid.
I'm tired, so.
CJ, get your face out that girl butt, man.
You feel me? You know he eating ass.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know he eating ass.
And you know, man. We fuck with you, man.
No, that's a fact. My brother. I can't even flex. That's my brother, man.
Pineapple juice.
You can't answer the phone next time I call you, too, nigga.
It tastes good.
Look at these text messages.
Tastes good, don't it, CJ?
The booty. I like it.
What Gucci say? I think I love her.
Yeah. You love it. You love it. CJ, we cooking you. Cooking this nigga, CJ.
Nah,
don't cut this shit out, CJ. Either.
Nah,
I'm about
shout out to CJ. Shout out to his girl. I'm happy CJ, for y'all, man. Niggas, honestly, oh, man. Shit. For real. Episode 134. Twitter, dirty underscore water underscore NC.
This is more than a crush. There you go.
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram, Dirty Water underscore Podcast.
Hey, love.
Hey, love. That's where you.
This is more than a crush.
And then you know what niggas gonna be singing?
And I wish I never met her.
Oh, shit.
Don't do that. And
that's that bullshit Moses be on,
that's
right?
That's that hater shit.
You know what I'm saying? You a hater for that one.
Nah.
You a hater for that
one. That's life goes.
Nah, you
but
a hater.
I don't wish that on CJ.
I can't tell.
I don't wish that on CJ at all. You
take that mask off, man.
I ain't gotta do shit.
Show your face so she can see you. So she can slap you when she sees you,
man. Slap these nuts, nigga. Don't tell me what to
do. Yo, hold up. Relax.
You
need to fucking relax.
I'm real in this bitch. Now fucking close this bitch and let's go.
Yeah, yo, get this strap.
What's your Instagram, Moses?
Huh? Shoot a nigga. No, I'm just joking. Dirty Water Moses.
What's your Instagram, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
My Instagram is Dirty Water
Moses,
Lex.
Dirty Water Moses Snapchat. Dirty Water Moses.
You got all of that shit? You lit clappers, like that, Moses?
Dirty Water.
You saying clappers? You on clappers too?
What is clappers?
I don't know.
That's funny.
All right, I'm sick of you, nigga. Hey,
we out.
Courtney, what's your Instagram?
Big Booty.
Oh, she don't care. Don't worry.
No,
about
I'm
that.
Good.
My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex.
My Instagram.
Hey, shout out to the East Side Fayetteville. 2-6.
Courtney Instagram, you gotta pay for this.
914.
Yep, OnlyFans.
You
gotta
pay for this.
914,
what up?